Dear Dr. Kenner, psychics. It's all nonsense and it's never been part of my life. But I supervise this coworker who drives me crazy with what her last session to her psychic covered. She visits a psychic regularly and has a motor mouth at work. She talks about all her visits. This is nonsense, and I try to beat some sense into her. I tell her she's wasting her money and that psychics are phonies. She doesn't listen to me. What can I do to knock some sense into her while maintaining a civil work environment? So can you picture them at work? This is boss going bananas. Can you picture them at work? She says, God, you wouldn't believe what the psychic told me. I am going to find the love of my life tomorrow, and something bad is going to happen at work today. Now, this is your coworker, so she's already primed. And you're looking, saying, oh, my God, would you stop it with the psychic stuff? This is crap. This is ridiculous. I don't want to hear it anymore. This is nonsense. And she says, but you don't understand. This is very important. This is telling me my future, that I'm going to meet someone very nice tomorrow, and they recommend I don't come into work, and whatever she would say. And you're sitting there going, as the boss, being very frustrated. Well, if you are trying to beat sense into her and knock some sense into her, it won't work. Because trying to force somebody to see your point of view will backfire, not because you don't have great ideas, but because of the method that you use. The minute you try to say, okay, this is absolutely ridiculous, you're stupid, why would you spend your money, why would you waste your money on this? What she experiences is a wave of, I am now being attacked by my boss, he doesn't understand me, he doesn't care about me, and she's going to feel, you know, like she's being very belittled by you, and she's going to get angrier at your method, at your attack, at your calling her ridiculous and stupid, and she's going to fire back, well, I think the psychics are terrific. So now, this isn't just an issue about psychics right now. This is an issue of her telling you, don't tell me what to do. Don't try to force my mind. And this happens in couples all around the board, where they think they're fighting over something so petty and small, but they're really fighting about feeling coerced or forced or being belittled by one another. So what I would do instead is give her an alternative view. Talk with her calmly. If she says, well, I saw the psychic, and the psychic said that something bad would happen at work today. And you look at her and you say, you know, you can keep that view. You can keep the view that something bad will happen at work today. And how will that affect you? You'll be on guard. You'll be edgy. You'll be nervous. You'll be breathing a sigh of relief at the end of the day. Another way you can think about it is that the psychic's work is just fortune-telling guesswork. That's all it is. They're very good at what they do. It's guesswork. And if you look at it through those eyes, then you can feel liberated. You can feel relaxed during the day. And the psychic could just as easily have told you that it will be a wonderful day today, as opposed to something bad will happen at work today. The psychic probably knows you talk to me, and she knows that if you bring up the psychic, that we'll have a fight, so she can almost always predict that something bad will happen at work every time you visit her. So partly, you can give her an alternative view, and she may say, you're right. You know, I've doubted the psychic myself. Another thing you can do is, as a boss, just limit the conversation. You don't have to go there with her. I want to tell you what my psychic told me. You know, right now we need to deal with this machine and these products. Let's focus on that. Maybe you can talk with someone else about the psychics. A third possibility is that she knows the psychics drive you buggy. And it wouldn't matter whether it was a psychic's or a tongue ring or something else, that she's really angry with you for reasons she hasn't spoken up about. Maybe you've not let her go to a wedding that she wanted to go to. You made her work that day. Or she may have some hidden resentment. And she knows just the word psychics makes you livid. And so she brings up that word just so that she can get what's called secondary gain. She can get you angry. And it has nothing to do with the psychics. I want to take a word on psychics, because that's a separate issue. You can't beat sense into her, but you can give her information. If I went into an operating room and the nurse says to me, you know, I spoke to a psychic today and she said there might be a problem with one of the patients today, I would not want her as my nurse, nor would I want her to guide my doctor. I would want them to be rational, not based on whatever alleged senses they seem to be using. Now, they don't have any alleged senses, because any alleged senses they have, you have too. What they are very skilled at, psychics are extremely skilled, very practiced, the way that someone would practice for a hockey game or to be a concert piano. Psychics practice in being very deceptive, in reading you with very small movements in your eyes. If you come in and you say, or in your body language, if you come into a psychic and you just in general talk at the beginning, you say, oh yeah, I just dropped my kids off from school, and then they notice that you twinge when you mention Joey, your son Joey, and then they're sitting with you maybe 10 minutes later and they say, oh, I see something with your kids. It seems to be one. I'm seeing the name Joey. Now, you forget that you mentioned the name Joey earlier in the session, and you say, my God, this person didn't know me. I just came in off the street. But they pick up on those little emotional cues. It's even got a name for it. It's called a cold read. They read your body language, emotional behavior. Sometimes they just repeat what you said to them, but you are so blown away with their accuracy in what you just told them that you also are impressed with them, and you slap down another $30 for them, or $60, whatever the going rate is in your neck of the woods. I can tell you flat out that I know that they are deceptive. They belong behind bars, not trying to give you mental health. They cannot read the future. If you are using them as a friend, just someone to talk to, then acknowledge that. But they have no powers other than the ones you have. Maybe you're not using yours as well as you need to, meaning introspective powers, powers to ask yourself questions. What goals do I want to set in my life? What do I want to achieve? What will bring me happiness? What's messing up my relationship right now? Can I pinpoint it? Those are the types of questions that are readily at your disposal. A lot of us push those questions out of awareness because we don't think we can answer them, or it feels too overwhelming, or we don't want to take the time. Those are the questions that can open up your life, can give you answers, and you don't have to pay anybody. You can treat yourself. Instead of paying a psychic, you can pay yourself $60 and or $30 and go out and start achieving your goal. Take those piano lessons that you wanted, or some other lessons that you might want, or sign up for classes that you'd enjoy taking, or read a good book. And if you want a recommendation of a book to read, I can always recommend the one that I absolutely turned my life around. More than any psychic, I learned the value of rationality. And that, of course, is Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand, A-Y-N-R-A-N-D.